don't you know I was thinking about when your mom was just a little girl and we'd go out down to the Michael's frozen custard, you know, and we'd get a couple of scoops of ice cream. Or she used to tell me about how you used to go there and you used to say, Mommy, put this ice cream in my butt. And I said, you know, honey, that's what little boys do. They just want stuff up their butt. They don't even know about it.
Hanging out in grandma's basement, having fun with all of our friends. You can't spell basement without men, and you gotta keep it down when she's going to bed. Yeah, hanging out in grandma's basement. How are you doing, buddy?
Oh, there's some ladies in this room.
That's some lades. Some mad chicas. Oh, God. All right. Yeah, so with us, Jennifer Reinfried.
Hey.
Dare I say the lovely Jennifer Reinfried?
You better dare to say
what
that.
Relation to you is she, Derek?
Yeah.
Alien? Can that? Yeah.
Right.
All right. And so today we are going to be talking about the great outdoors.
And Grace.
Yeah, what about Grace?
And Grace is here too.
There's another woman here.
We're not there yet. And we also have a Basement of Horrors coming up in the final segment. So let's get to our guest for the day, who you already know.
Somnum.
Well, she kind of introduced herself.
Grace Stanley is our wilderness expert.
Okay.
Wow, now I'm really excited to have you here. You just yelled at us.
I'm really sorry. Can we start over?
Nope.
No, there's no starting over.
Is
I mean, you just.
Now?
All right. So, what makes you such a wilderness expert?
I don't know. I don't know why you asked me to be your wilderness expert.
They did that to me,
what
too.
Have you done?
I have been a core member and a crew leader in the backcountry and National Park Service system, as well as the wilderness system for the National Forest. And the BLM, which is the Bureau of Land Management, out in Montana, Wyoming, Utah, and Idaho.
So how that makes you not an expert is beyond me, but...
So...
I know how to
you are
in the backcountry.
In fact, I will say this. You may be the only actual expert related
available
to anything
to
we have done on this show thus far. So please tell us, how fast do wildfires... move?
How fast do wildfires move?
Okay, when I go to a forest.
And start a dry
forest.
Okay. And start a fire?
Let's start there.
When gotta
I
be
go
dry.
To a
I need
dry
to know.
Forest,
I need to know the latitude line that it's on.
1 in 5.
Okay.
So I go right to that part of the planet, mm-hmm. and it's dry, mm-hmm. because, I mean, it's warm, and the trees and the branches, they're all... Mm-hmm. They like a good fire.
Absolutely.
So I smoke a cigarette because I'm cool.
That's bad for your
health. You know,
health.
I'm cool.
Yeah.
Like, I just like
absolutely
to hang out next to dry brush.
Yes.
And smoke a cigarette.
Who
so
doesn't?
I do that.
You do that.
And then, well, it gets to the point when it's almost gone. So what am I supposed to do with it? I throw it out.
You throw your cigarette out?
I throw this cigarette out.
Okay.
Next to the brush. The dry brush.
The dry brush.
So it starts a fire. So exactly how fast does the wildfire that I just started move?
Well, Kent, judging on the latitude line of 1 and 5, as well as the dryness of the area that you described, I would say that that wildfire would move approximately 180 miles per hour.
That's fast as fuck.
That's pretty damn fast.
You can't outrun that. So that's why you do you guys carry around like those blankets with you?
Well,
and, like, those field
most
kits?
People have guns, you see, and if you shoot enough
you
bullets
shoot
the at the fire, it stops.
Oh,
really?
Yes.
Wow.
That's fact.
Did really? Know.
So bullets go faster than 180 miles an hour, too. So you could catch one if it got past you?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. Well. And there's a few elk that run that fast. So if you're lucky
they
enough, you can find one of those elk, just hop on board.
What's the
and there you go.
So you can ride an elk to safety.
I mean, you'd stay as fast, if I recall.
Oh, wait.
So
well, elk
can
typically
so,
run
so
about
if you were at the edge of the
to
fire riding an elk, you would still be on fire unless like it just started running faster all of a sudden. Like the spread of the fires.
That's what it sounds like.
No, but elk can run. Elk can run 181 miles per hour.
Okay, so they you could.
So it's slightly faster yes. than the spread.
Just
of
enough.
A,
okay.
I mean, fire. You'd probably singe all the hair off your buttocks.
Other than like fires, do you see a lot of dangerous animals or like? You know,
I'll tell you one thing. There's nothing like being 30 miles into the wilderness and you only have two other people with you and you camp for the night and you're just below the tree line and you wake up at about 2 a.m. and realize that you left your chapstick in your pocket. Because guess who smells chapstick really well?
Bears.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I had no idea because I have chapstick. So you can't bring chapstick with
you? Oh, God, no. I mean, you can, but you have to hang all of your, we call them smellies. I would hang them all up in a bear hang in the trees.
It's like a separate area remote so that they don't get near you?
Approximately 100 feet away from your camping area. You have a triangle. What? It's like 100 feet in between where you camp, 100 feet to where you cook, and 100 feet to where you shit. In this triangle.
Oh, okay.
And then you should be a certain amount of feet away from water as well.
That's kind of crazy.
And you should avoid sleeping under trees, too, because green tree failure is real, and it happens. And it happened at Devil's Lake last summer.
What is that?
What is that?
That's when live trees just fall down.
Oh,
shit.
Dead trees don't?
Yeah, they do too. But I mean, like, it's kind of
obvious. Under a tree.
Yeah, just like avoid all trees.
What if you need to run, though? I mean, is it best to act like a dead, stand up straight, or act like a tree if like a bear is coming?
Well, actually, it used to be for all circumstances, you try to make yourself look bigger and you say, whoa, bear, you know, and you're like, whoa. But now there's a new training and it's reactions to different styles of attacks that the bear is giving to you, whether it's a defensive or an offensive attack.
Because I'm going to know when I'm going to be
We have to analyze the bear's offense before we create a defense.
What are, so you have like special moves?
Yeah. If it's defensive, you have to just like lie down and play dead basically. And then if it's offensive, that's when you have to be like, hello, bear. Like the really scary one. You have to be like,
but how do you make yourself look bigger?
You
to
just
a bear?
Like stand up and you put your arms up and.
Are bears that fucking stupid?
It's not. Kent, that's not fair.
It's not fair. You
if
bear.
I just do this, I'm putting my arms out.
You look big, dude. You are fucking.
You can't even
do
say
I
that
scare
because
you all right now.
That doesn't even matter because there are so many situations of species in in nature where whatever they do something. Some type of defensive tactic is to make themselves look bigger, like when cats' hair stands up, or when birds get their tails all big.
And you can track individual bear, like you could tell a bear paw print. From different species of bears?
I can tell the difference between a black bear paw print and a grizzly bear paw print.
Well.
I mean, it's probably a good thing to know, but I don't know if we're going to learn
that. Well, the thing is like you'd think, I mean, grizzlies obviously are bigger than black bears. I can also tell the difference between grizzly and black bear. This is fascinating. This is a stupid topic.
We had no idea about any of this stuff with bears. Like, about
you're fascinating.
Yeah,
I was not honestly. I was not scared of bears until I went out there and they put the fear in me.
Well,
and
the they're fear very, of very failure. Glorious beasts.
They're fantastic, but they can really
Jen,
f you up.
Do you have information on bears?
Does it look like I do?
Have you been outside and been?
No.
Okay.
Never seen a bear. My life.
I saw a black bear.
In my
it's
life.
Funny. You don't really want to see a bear.
I think they're cute on TV.
You don't want to see one in real life.
No.
If you're like,
what?
Aren't they like super small, like knee height?
No.
Baby
well, I had that one. I had that one experience when I was hiking by myself, not too far from where I lived in Bozeman. I think I told you guys about that. When I got up to the top and I like was taking a picture, and I had a bear encounter. Scary. I'm sorry. Can you hear that tapping?
Yeah. Okay.
<I'll> stop.
That's okay. That happens.
It does happen. You got to search for that right dress. What are you looking at? That's so important.
Amazon.
Yeah.
We're trying to have a conversation here.
Am I not conversing with you?
Okay.
I feel like I'm doing pretty good, right?
You're doing pretty goddamn decent for looking at dresses on the internet.
Yeah.
I could try it too, but I would not be
all right,
able to talk.
All right, so I know we had the internet discussion. Do we want to bring the colors up again? Of dresses. Oh, colors.
It's fucking white.
I don't like those
it's
colors.
Blue.
Oh,
we could
grandma.
Talk. We could talk about this forever.
No, let's go back.
Okay.
Let's go back to
it's blue and gold.
The final question that we have for you all: what's the craziest thing in national parks?
What's the craziest thing in national parks?
Other than the fact that there's a super volcano underneath Yellowstone,
that's pretty damn crazy.
The caldera.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, it has a name?
Yes. Yes.
Okay,
do
the crazy
you
thing.
Want
you
want
to know what happens when that caldera blows?
We all fucking die?
Yes.
Well,
how many
most
of us?
Of the
well, it's about, I would say, up to past the Mississippi and basically entire up to the West Coast.
So we
would
all
be obliterated,
die.
And then it's actually the ash clouds
well,
that
yeah,
would destroy
the
rest
of the
country.
It's not the actual explosion
yeah,
that kills
then,
everyone. It's mm-hmm. the fucking darkness that descends on humanity.
How long will that take to die from?
Roughly
well, if you're close,
months.
It'll be. That's why it was cool living over there. I'm like, all right, well, we're going first. That's fine.
That's cool. I
but
mean,
I'll tell you one thing.
Midwest is a cool place to die.
Here's the thing about. Okay, so Yosemite, yeah. There's Yosemite Falls, and that, you know, it like sometimes the, during spring, during runoff, the falls, you know, are higher and faster and blah, blah, blah. And people will go up to them, and idiots will try, they'll climb over the fences because they're so smart to get a picture. And so many people have been swept away by those falls.
Wow.
Can you imagine that? Going to like a national park for your family vacation and then.
But how fucking irresponsible is that?
I know. I mean, you really have to be kind of. That drives me nuts. It's like when people go up to wild animals to take pictures of them, get too close to like bears or even, I mean,
well,
elk.
You
and
have to respect the fucking
moose.
Nature
it's,
around
yeah.
you. That's what it is.
I mean, don't people die regularly? Like, same with the Grand Canyon and like all sorts of places because mm-hmm. they're trying to get cool
don't
photos.
People die at Devil's Lake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last summer, green tree failure. It's real.
It's damn
is
green
that
tree.
What happened?
Yeah.
This is a big
well,
deal.
And it was there was a large rock underneath it.
Oh.
That so it, I mean it, but I mean it was really deep down. But
well,
it
Devil's
still
Lake
was,
is usually related to the like water or the rocks or something.
No, people somewhere. Have died climbing there
well,
a
yeah.
lot. And
Derek.
People they do a lot of practice Whoops. Rescues there, like
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's legitimately dangerous if
it
you
is.
Don't know what you're doing. I mean, it's a beautiful place, but
best.
Oh, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's what a fucking national park or whatever the
it's
fuck.
It's a state park.
State park. That's pretty sweet.
You like going to all these crazy places and things. Would
yes.
have you ever had an interest in going to like Mount Everest? Some like just
yeah.
super
well,
nuts.
Where I would really like to go would be. Patagonia.
But Everest is like the place.
Yeah,
people,
but I don't
people
I don't
still
wanna,
die there. Isn't that nuts?
Yeah, but I mean,
bodies
are
up
people
there
are stupid.
On the mountain.
Yeah. People do that really stupidly. And I don't, I mean, I'm not a mountaineer or anything. You know, I don't want to like ice, you know, hammer into a thing and climb up. I just want to like see some really cool views.
Do you really have to do that on Everest, or isn't it kind of set out now where you can do it more like a path?
I'm
path.
Sure. I think
well,
there are. They've
still
they've
you can die.
Paths now.
I think the last group of people that died, it was nothing they could even control. It was just
no,
avalanche.
Yeah, I mean, like
how fucked
honestly,
up is that?
That's got to be the risk at this point
yeah.
because it's pretty probably set up for people to do it successfully.
Well, and I mean, it's a business now. You know, the Sherpas. Oh, yeah. Rely on a lot of money coming in from leading stuff like that. It's same with people in that trail to what's it called? The City of Gold. El Dorado,
oh.
I think.
Okay.
or it's like Incan Path down in Chile or something. It's like they have two seasons that the men do is farming season and then they're like basically pack mule season. where they just carry stuff for people that are hiking this trail.
Wow.
Yeah. I saw a documentary on that when I was actually staying at the Gros Ventre campsite at the Grand Teton National Park in Wyoming.
We have a real expert, Derek.
I know.
What? My mind is blowing.
Jen, and your questions are shit.
Hey, I don't hear you chiming in.
Well, I'm listening.
Boy.
I'm
sorry.
Oh.
We got the web.
Oh, I forgot. I didn't know you were over there. Hey, what's up?
I want to hear you talk more.
Jen, what do you think about dogs in the forest?
What if I lived in if we lived
forest
in
dogs?
DeForest,
yes, wolves.
If we lived in DeForest, like DeForest, Wisconsin,
Jesus,
wouldn't it be funny to start like a club like DeForest National Park?
That sounds redundant. Yeah. The forest. DeForest. Well, you gotta say that. Duh.
Jennifer, forest. You've seen a lot of coyotes.
Damn right.
Oh, they're okay. So cute.
Come on.
Aren't they adorable?
There was a fox on the belt line.
I think they're coyotes.
This
but...
morning, there was a fox on the belt line.
Was it dead?
It's a fox.
I saw two live foxes.
Care. I don't care
roughly
what you're doing.
Months.
Yeah,
avoid
like,
that
why
shit.
Would you?
How do people
how do you...
fucking hit animals, dude?
I don't know.
So you think you can avoid every time?
Yep.
How?
Every
hitting people?
Right.
I don't know. I mean...
What do you mean? No, explain your
yes.
Sorry, sorry, Ossifer, there was a fox in the road. I had to run the guy over. I'm
poor
sorry.
Fox didn't do anything.
I don't, I seriously would, I would save the fox over the person.
What if it was like
I
one of
too.
Us?
One of you? Ooh, I guess I'd flip the car.
Aww.
You'd save your, so you'd take out all of us at once?
Damn.
Yeah.
He knows
if everyone
me so
you love
well.
Is on the wait, what is this situation you guys are discussing?
I don't know. It's like all of us
has
are standing
do with
in the
a
middle.
Flipped over bus and a fox.
Why are you in the middle of the road with a fox?
Why
are you on a box?
Who's
that
closest
fox?
To why the you fox? Driving? You're living.
Speaking of Dr. Seuss.
I'm closest to the fox.
All right, you're alive.
Exactly.
So, okay, so you flip the car.
Well, not
way,
anymore. Not anymore. I just hit the person
just
furthest
Kent and
away.
I. Well, okay, Kent and I are holding hands in the middle of the belt line.
Two
then you deserve to be hit.
Stone.
Yep.
Brett, hey, I just found out this thing's head opens up.
Go on.
For what?
I don't know.
Man, that's a good place to
that
store your
awesome,
weed.
Happy tree friends, man.
Where are we on time?
17. 17, everybody.
17 meg. Wait,
you
17 megas.
All right, so I have another 18. Question about bears and
oh,
wilderness.
Oh, we're going back to bears.
Is it
baby.
On the belt line?
No, it has a lot to do with periods, actually.
All righty.
So,
have you seen Jurassic Park 2?
Truth or dare?
Yes, truth or dare. Period. Blood and bears. Edition.
Truth or dare. What
truth.
Do you mean? Okay.
Guys,
truth
let's talk
what?
About
he
Jurassic
picked the truth
Park.
For you.
Let's talk about Jurassic Park.
What's the truth? What do you mean?
Truth or dare? Does period blood attract bears?
No.
Dare.
Dare? Okay.
I dare you to attract
you dare
bears
me to go have my period out in the woods? You know what? Here, I'll tell you one thing that kind of sucks about having your period in the woods. And this is just a basic like hygiene procedure. I mean, sometimes there's some places where you whatever you take in, you have to take out. So that means you wipe your butt with some toilet paper. You wipe your butt and then you put that toilet paper in a bag and you have to take it out with you. So sometimes you pull your little tampon out and you wrap that little tampy poo up, put it in a bag and take it right back out with you and then throw it away later. If you remember, or you leave it in your backpack
God, that is
for
so
a really
fun.
Grisly discovery.
grisly!
Oh, you have yes. Oh. Accident.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how you play Truth or Dare Bear period edition. You pick the truth and dare for them, and then ask them questions and make them do things. I love it. I'd play that again. Okay, Jen.
I want to go camping.
Let's talk about Jurassic Park 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, what about it?
That's all I wanted to say. We were going to talk about
dude,
it.
Dude,
we're talking
now,
about
right?
It, aren't we?
Oh, fuck yeah. He
yeah,
is.
He is because he's sexy. All right,
who is your
dad.
Favorite?
Yeah.
He's like
yeah.
The interracial dad.
Yes, he is.
Who
he's
is?
Got Jeff Goldblum in Jurassic Park 2. They've got an interracial family.
He does.
All right.
Very groundbreaking.
What do you have to say about it?
I was just reminded by the period and the blood and the predator coming, because in the second one,
that happens.
The chick has blood on her coat, and the T-Rex is drawn to it. It's
oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
that's what it made me think of. That's all I wanted to say.
I can't help it if okay. I have a heavy flow.
Now, that should have been in the movie.
It's in Mean Girls.
Oh, that's a good movie.
That's a good movie.
It is good.
I was thinking we need to have an episode about chick flicks. I would love that.
I just watched Kate and Leopold for the first time ever on this.
I'm sorry I brought this
night.
Up, Kate.
Jackman,
oh my God, he's so beautiful.
I forgot we have two women
even
here.
even in Chappie, like Chappie. Even with that ridiculous
with a mullet?
Haircut, yeah.
We'll just let them.
Although
take over.
I will admit, like in that preview for Pan, Garrett Hedlund really grabbed my attention.
God, I'm getting
and
so
he
hot.
Looked pretty.
I didn't even recognize who Jackman.
He didn't.
Was.
He looked kind of nasty. He looked like Alan Cumming.
You should see. Have you seen Heartbreakers?
No. Which? What is that?
Okay. So we're talking about the wilderness. Anyway, guys, I think that's all the time we have for this. We're going to be fading out, so join us in a couple moments for Basement of Horrors. Thank you. This just in, we got a Jeff Goldblum quick tip for you.
This one goes out to all the bloomers out there.
So we have two bloomers.
Jeff Goldblum is roughly 6 feet 6 inches tall.
That's tall.
And acts in such stories on the big screen as Jurassic Park.
Oh! Hey, don't forget Jurassic Park 2.
Or Jurassic Park 2.
Or The Fly.
Or The Fly.
Grand Budapest Hotel.
Exactly.
Or whatever she just said.
Thank you, everyone. This has been...
He's in The Big Chill.
Thank you, everyone.
Or The Big Chill.
Thank you, everyone.
The Fly, too.
This has been Quick Tips with Jeff Goldblum.
Welcome to Basement of Horrors. Our story tonight begins with the crew from the ship Alpha Enforcer Romeo waking to find themselves in a cave. The crew consists of the fearless commander Austin Houston, pilot Alice Grant, and the engineer Gerald Law. The cave seems safe, but outside the wind is howling and the sand is blowing. Their ship and most of their supplies are missing. No one seems to remember what happened. So sit back and enjoy a cold drink while our heroes are stranded in hell.
Well, I can't seem to get a reading on my wrist link communicator. That's never happened before.
Where are we? The last thing I remember, we were heading to Jerusalem. Then everything just went black.
Nobody remembers a thing, Miss Grant. But we've spent too long sitting around talking about it. Let's go find our ship. Come along now, Mr. Law.
We don't even know what's out there. We could get lost. I'd say we stay here and think of a plan.
There's no way we want to be stuck here when the night falls. Then we won't even be able to see what's out there.
Fine, then. Why don't Alice and I stay back here in case help arrives? And you go and search?
Gerald, that's ridiculous. Who would come help us if we don't even know where we are? I'm going to go help the commander.
All right, come along then. We can use our jackets to cover our faces from the sand and dust. If we start now, we can cover as much ground as we can before it gets too dark.
Oh, all right, fine. Wait up! I'm coming, but we can't go too far. This cave might be the only shelter around.
Well, then it's settled. Everyone keep your jackets up. It's pretty windy out here. What is that?
What is that?
Sounded like it must be more than 100 meters away.
Miss Grant, you said that you last recalled being near Jerusalem. The closest planet to that would be...
Zomnom!
Zomnom.
Thank you.
Oh no, we are all doomed.
Oh no, it's my turn. Oh, Commander Houston, what will we do? I've heard that all the native Omnians are ruthless, base will stop at nothing to slaughter entire populations.
Gadzooks, there's some kind of vehicle approaching. His window is down. He's gonna shoot.
I'll calm down and get the fuck in. They're coming.
Just as our crew was setting out into the wasteland, one of the native Zomnomians has picked the crew up in his hover vehicle. He is short, green, and not nearly as fearsome as the crew had thought. What do you want with us, you foul beast?
Oh, shut it! My name is Bomnom, and I'm obviously here to help you, not shoot you. Yes, the other Zomnomians hit your non-Zomnomian chip with a Zomnomian Zomblaster ray, and you crashed by the Zomnomian River not too far from here. However, I pulled you to the cave for safety before the others found the wreckage. If you came... Right?
Fucking hell. If you came to help us, why not just wake us up when we could fly away?
You need at least an hour to wake up from the effects of a Zomblaster. It's the whole point of the Zomnomian weaponry. They would have surely found you by then.
Why would you want to help us anyway? Your planet is obviously wacky.
I don't want any part of this planet's evil ways. I'm sick of all the stealing, pillaging, and general zomfoolery from the safety of our own home. I'll help you get back to your non-Zomnomian chip if you take me with you.
So if we reach the non-Zom... or outer ship, won't there be others waiting to attack us?
Yes, they will have a Zomguard there in case you return. But don't worry, I've got a plan.
Just how do we know we can trust you?
Do you have any other choice?
There, up ahead. I can see the ship.
Okay, everyone. Remember, stick to the plan.
But it's suicide, and I don't see why I have to dress up as a woman when we already have Alice.
Hey, I'm the one that needs to fly the ship.
Don't be such a zomb baby, Gerald. Now, everyone, get out and get in position and get in character. Come on, Gerald. Or should I say Mrs. Law?
Very funny.
I said get in character.
Oh, fine. You happy now?
That's better. Okay, here we go. Oh, hi, fellow Zomnomian. Look at this pretty young earthling I found sneaking around the Zom caves.
Zomhoey. Look at that beard. She sure is pretty. Where are you taking her? Me want.
She's all yours, my Zom brother. I brought you here for you to enjoy.
That's right, little man. I mean big boy. I'm all yours.
Oh, well, come here. Let me feel what you're all about.
Hey, wait! Don't touch me there!
What the? Those are no Zom boobs. They're pillows.
What is going on here?
No, wait! I can explain!
I'm angry.
Bomnom? Why is he getting taller?
Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention that. We grow 8 feet tall and turn all red when we're mad. My bad.
Can you do something? Why don't you grow big, too?
I don't get angry, man.
I'm gonna kill you all and eat your bones.
Get your Zompaws off my little friend and sexually confused engineer. Taste plasma, you scum.
Nice work, Commander. Now, let's get out of here. Everyone on the non-Zomnomian ship.
Get that door shut. We're ready for takeoff.
We actually made it. Ellis, you're like the wind.
Thanks for saving us, Commander.
And you, Bomnom, what a true friend you are indeed.
I'm just glad to be off that hellhole.
Hey, what about me?
Shut up, Gerald!
And so our story ends with the Alpha Enforcer Romeo flying off with their new Zomnomian friend. Oh, and Gerald as well. Poor Gerald. What's next in store for our adventurous crew? Find out next time on Basement of Horrors.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Grandma's Basement.
Fucking Christ.
Okay, there's like microphone masturbation everywhere.
Well, you're chicks with boobies, and you're touching each other, and...
We're touching a microphone.
Okay, so Kent, what did we talk about this episode? Let's recap this. Kent's caps.
Well, this is what we call Kent's
caps.
Because I...
You're recapping.
Should be called Kent's Recap.
All right, keep it down over there, please.
All right, so we got...
Kent, recap it.
Women fondling a microphone like it's a huge-ass dick. But I will say this. Gerald got out pretty good in this story. Okay. The wilderness is a bitch. And then, I don't know, I'm a big fan of the Goldblum.
Goldblum. Okay, so basically
that about caps it out for me.
He could bloom his golden meat anytime.
Oh my god.
Lord. Okay,
did hear,
guys.
Did you hear that?
Say it again. I heard it, but
he could bloom his golden meat anytime.
Kent, did you hear it?
I believe she's saying that his cum is gold and he can come inside of her vagina and it's...
Yeah. It doesn't totally make sense, though, because it's like it's expanding, but... Oh.
Are we really going to fucking go into this?
We're not going into this, no.
But,
all right, thank you everyone for joining us today. Thank you. We'll
Love
get back to you
Pat
next
people.
Week, and we are talking about Lord Rogers. Thank you. Have a good night.
Lord be ready to do it.